You're listening to Inside from Capital Public Radio. I'm David Watts Barton. Every week we feature some new releases as chosen by members of the Capital Public Radio staff. And today we've got jazz announcer Devin Yamanaka, who has a selection of new jazz releases. Welcome.
Thanks for having me back.
What you got?
First, let's hear pianist Alan Pasqua, and he has an album called Twin Bill, Two Piano Music of Bill Evans. We're going to hear Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Now, you're not going to tell me that Bill Evans wrote Take Me Out to the Ball Game, are you? I know he's a big composer, but
He did not. I don't believe he did, no, but Alan Pasqua on this album, it's kind of a double theme for this album. One of his favorite things is baseball, and then the other one is Bill Evans, so he thought, combine the two and then make it a double piano album, and you got yourself a good time. But he plays a lot of these tunes in the style of Bill Evans, that real, very tasteful, delicate, almost spare sort of way.
And, it's
funny because that song is usually so raucous. You know, you hear like a big band playing or lots of crowd noise in the background, popcorn flying everywhere or something. And there it's a guy in a studio with a piano.
And a lot of swing.
A lot of swing to make up for that raucousness.
Yeah. And what else?
We got a jazz flutist named Nicole Mitchell. This is a groovy little tune called Curly Top.
Also, a fairly traditional sound, but not you don't hear flautists quite that often.
That's true, and it's I have to full disclosure. I'm a flute player, so I have a little bit of a bias towards flutists. And I did try to play jazz flute in many moons ago, and that didn't work out very well. But the neat thing about Nicole Mitchell is that flute is her primary instrument. Usually, when you're in jazz, there are a few primary flute players who play flute only or play flute mainly. But a lot of the time, when you hear flute, it's because someone wanted to double, or you know, they play saxophone, but they want to play flute instead on this one track.
Like a Joe Farrell, right? Or Claude Bowling, maybe, but he's not exactly jazz.
I was thinking, we kind of walked the line. I was thinking more along the lines of Rahsaan Roland Kirk was the first guy who I heard who was a saxophone, and then all of a sudden I heard him playing flute, and I thought, what's up with that?
Right.
That's usually what happens. Nicole Mitchell is primarily a flute player and a composer, actually. She spent a lot of time writing suites of music. She wrote one for Michelle Obama, and so this is her first album in kind of a while that focuses on just the straight small groove, jazz groove kind of thing.
All right.
And the album's called Awakening.
And the next one's a very familiar name, Pat Martino.
Yeah, his story is absolutely incredible. 40 years in jazz, 23 albums, that ain't bad on its own. In 1980, he had a brain aneurysm, which was very, he survived it, and that's a feat unto itself. Unfortunately, the doctors, when they went in and operated on him, part of his brain they had to operate on, it kind of wiped out his memory. So he woke up and he didn't know how to play guitar anymore.
He had to learn how to play guitar all over again.
He had to take a break and relearn how to play guitar. And I can't imagine not only relearning how to play guitar, but also the psychological anguish he must have gone through. Listening to recordings of himself playing guitar and thinking, now why can't I do that? But he came back and you know, stronger and better than ever.
And how many albums has he made since then, roughly?
Oh gosh, I don't know how many since then. I only know his grand total. Okay. But certainly, I mean, I was just, when Gary Vercelli told me that story, my jaw was on the floor, because you never would know that there was any kind of hiccup in his career.
Well, let's listen to how well he learned his guitar playing. That's a Pat Martino Quartet with the amazing Jeff Tane Watts on drums.
Yes.
And that's Eric Alexander playing sax as well. So he's really matching him all the way through. It's a little hard to pick out his playing, but you can hear it in there. It's so fine.
Oh yeah, and it being a live album, they just let it roll, and it's a lot of the tracks you can just hear him. You'd never know. He's an incredible inspiration, and he actually has a memoir out now called I think it's called Here and Now.
And you have one more. This is Greg Reitan.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his story?
He's a pianist. I'm kind of displaying my biases on this segment for jazz flutists and then for pianists also. But he's a pianist. This is another trio record. He's done a few trio records and really made a good name for himself. We're going to hear a tune called Great Pumpkin Waltz. It's by Vince Guaraldi originally.
That is Greg Reitan playing the Great Pumpkin Waltz. So I'm speaking with Devin Yamanaka, who's a jazz announcer here at KXJZ. Fantastic playing.
Really tasteful. Really, the thing that struck me about him, he also works in soundtracks, a lot of soundtrack composing in his background and currently. And his playing, you could hear that kind of soundtrack feel where it's not right out in front being really flashy and really aggressive. It's in the background. You notice it. You appreciate it. And it's sort of unassuming and very humble, his style is. Mm-hmm. So I love that about him. And he's done a couple other trio records that we've played on Excellence in Jazz.
All right. Well, and recapping our sound advice today, we had Pat Martino Quartet, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Greg Reitan, Nicole Mitchell,
mm-hmm.
and Alan Pasqua.
Yep, twin bill.
And Devin Yamanaka, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me back.
And that's Insight for today. I'm David Watts Barton. Tomorrow, instead of Insight, we will be broadcasting a special called America Abroad, which is about America's role in the world after U.S. forces leave Iraq and eventually Afghanistan. Insight's assistant producers are James Morrison and Lynn Weaver. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our theme music was composed by Joe Gilman and Paul Conley, and Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thank you for joining us.